profitable hearsay. If the 6 million Jews legend were true, then there should be a mountain of proof beyond profitable hearsay. Harold 27. Profitable hearsay might just be a good phrase to try and pass into more common usage where the ho-ho scam is concerned. We might seek to extend its use to cover those who profit, not financially like the Jews, but emotionally, almost in terms of status. We have an endless series of self-pitching, mournful, short-lived apparitions in our Holocaust Truthers group on Gab, who emotionally dine out from saying, claiming anyway, that they knew or cared for a Jewish survivor of the Holocaust, or knew somebody who knew or cared for a Jewish survivor of the Holocaust. Wah, wah. Kind of emotional bragging rights. Spiritual bragging rights, too. Look at me, the tale I have to tell. The burden on my heart. It's too much to bear. Meh. Hearsay, hearsay. Profitable hearsay. We've even had a few on Gab taking hearsay to the next level of galloping poppycock. Storming into the group, fit to be tied, immediately going on and on, incandescent level angry with us, hellfire and damnation, and when politely challenged. We always try and be polite, furiously pointing to a relative or a friend who had a relative holding impeccable credentials who was a US soldier who liberated Auschwitz and saw all the homicidal gas chambers disguised as shower rooms themselves personally. Cue the violins. Like that would shut us all the heck up. Rival laughter from us, of course. Note, Auschwitz was overrun by the Russians, not the Americans. Bullshit, meter, pegged. Sorry, Jews, Zionists, megachurch, Schofield Freemason, pretend Christian, pretend pastors. Strangely, always well-funded, well-tailored suits. Sorry, not virtually every swinging dick in Congress and every other bleeding heart wannabe, mournful hero heroine. The jig is up, and too many of the filthy, lower than excrement cattle know. Humbly, Francis Moggy Merrick.